Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our time of worship this morning. We're grateful for you joining us, and we've got a balmy day on tap. It's not really hot. It's not really cold. Looks like we got some rain on tap and probably need some of that. Well, we've got a beautiful day inside here. We are gathered in the presence of the Lord to celebrate with you and are thankful that you're joining us. And as we celebrate, just a couple of reminders, BethanyChurchOfGod.org. Everything is listed there for your benefit. We have the website with all of the information, and Jim is just doing a phenomenal job for us keeping that up and keeping it active. The bulletin's there. It's also an opportunity, if you're able to donate, tomorrow morning we begin the journey of installation of our new furnaces. So we appreciate all those who have been able to help us. There's still plenty of time if you're able. We're grateful for the gifts. We're grateful for your prayers and grateful that you are joining us. Keep in mind, Wednesday night Bible study, we're going to be in Malachi chapter 1. We did the introduction last week. This week we're diving into chapter 1. That's Wednesday night. This morning we have Sheila coming at 11 o'clock. She's going to be playing. We're singing traditional hymns. Today I'm going to be celebrating from James chapter 3, so we'll be looking at that. Just a lot of things going on. We've got an upcoming seminar conference in October at Evanswood Church of God. I'll be sharing with them on Saturday. There'll be a panel. I'll be part of the panel. Friday night is youth. Saturday is the conference, and Sunday is a revival service. So all of that's in the website for your viewing. Keep in mind the women of the Church of God. I say women. The ladies are joining together at Hope Crossing for a Bible study. That's listed there. And all kinds of things to keep you active. And, oh, by the way, I received the Advent package, so we're going to start planning for Advent coming up. Beyond that, we're glad you're with us. Keep in mind all of the activities, and we're going to celebrate. Hopefully the Lions will win today. The Tigers pulled it out yesterday in 10 innings, so grateful for that. Michigan won. Michigan State, I was surprised. This morning when I woke up, they didn't win. Tennessee won. So some of our favorite teams are doing well. But that's okay. That's what sports is about. Just the opportunity to enjoy it. So today we're with you, and let's begin with a time of song.
He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Yeah, forever God is faithful. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise.
Forever God is your own.
Father, we just come to you today. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are with us. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Your love endures forever. God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Not only for this day, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for whatever challenges we face. We thank you for whatever obstacles we've come across, but we thank you that through it all, you are God. And Father, you have blessed your people. Father, today, as we gather and take this moment, remind us to let those things flee from us and let us focus clearly on you. God, I'm thankful for the people who take the time to watch. I ask your blessings upon them now. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. I celebrate with you the scripture. James chapter 3, beginning at verse 13, he says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast about it or deny the truth, such as wisdom does not come down from heaven." Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and evil practices. But the wisdom that comes down from heaven is, first of all, pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Before our time of prayer, I want you to keep in mind the prayers not only of our congregation, the prayers of Mark's congregation, Evanswood, Brent's, Hope Crossing, Tom at Chippewa Valley, all of our sister churches, that God will pour out his spirit not only on Bethany, but all of our churches, all of the churches in Sterling Heights and the surrounding areas. May, for that matter, God be poured out today upon this nation. Remember that. Remember our shut-ins. Remember those who are going through treatment. Remember the prayer requests that are listed in our bulletin, that God will pour out his spirit upon us again. So as we prepare for prayer, let's sing together. Father, this morning, I'm desperate for you. You are the air I breathe, the Holy Presence, Father, living in me. This is the air I breathe. Father, you are holy, righteous, loving, omnipotent. You are God. And Father, in this time, we pray for your presence. We pray for your infilling, God, in our lives. We pray for your power, your substance, your very word to flow in us. God, even as we are desperate for you, God, it is the air I breathe. Father, in your holy presence, let your self be made known. Let it be made known to our spirits and our bodies, and let us just absorb the sense of who you are. Oh God, have your way in the people around us. Have your way in the people that need you. Have your way in the needs of the church. Have your way in the financial needs, God, in the spiritual needs, in the physical needs. Father, I pray for Kathy, who is in the hospital. God, I ask for your anointing and your presence upon her. I continue to lift up Suzanne as she goes through treatment. Bless her, Father, and pour your spirit out upon her. For Scott and Rob, who are going through treatment, God, anoint their bodies. Father, for Charlotte, who watches us from home, bless her, pour your spirit out on her. Father, for those that have been sick and shut in, God, pour your spirit out on them. For those that are watching, for my friends at work, God, bless them today. I miss them. Father, in some degree, I want to be there and to be a part of the chaos. And in other ways, I'm so happy, God, that I'm here in your presence. Father, but bless them as they work today. Give them joy in what they are doing. But, Father, bless them and pour your spirit out upon them. Father, I thank you for our friends. I thank you for our family. I thank you for Pastor Celine in Bungoma. I thank you for the Pentecostal Church in Kangoma. I thank you for my friends and family in Tennessee, for Rodney and Anita, God, that you pour out your spirit on them, for the family that is far and near. Let you will bless, oh God, today. Father, bless this word now as we celebrate it. May it bring joy to those who are hearing it. Father, we'll thank you for your promises, for your grace, and for your love. James begins with a wonderful question. Who is wise among you? Do you have wisdom and understanding? People can merely think they have wisdom. Wisdom must be shown in actions. The evidence of humble, meek wisdom is shown in good conduct. To state the point sharply, we prove which wisdom we have by our actions. In other words, James is telling us our actions sometimes speak louder than our words. And to have wisdom is shown through what we do. James is asking us to evaluate who not only knows what is right, but also practices what is right. Good conduct is an inevitable outgrowth of true wisdom. Wisdom is revealed by the way one lives his or her life. Not only are we to have good conduct, but meekness is a fairly complicated verse, a word in this text. The Greek word is priotes. It means having our priorities. The biblical dictionary of that is the quality of not being overly impressed by a sense of one's self-importance. The translation of this word sometimes is humility. However, humility is not all what it's supposed to be described. In the classical Greek, the word was used of people who were gracious and mild. Further, when the word is used of things, it's meant gentle. Gentle voice, gentle animal. As in a horse or something that we tame or teach. Rather, power and strength exist, but it has been placed under control. Humility, gentleness, and mildness comes from the fact that power has been put under God's control. In other words, if we're having meekness, if we're using that Greek word priorities, we are putting it under control. We have our priorities in line. We have our gentleness and meekness. And James is showing us what's wrong with wisdom and what it looks like. But if you have bitter jealousy and envy and self-ambition in your hearts, he said, don't boast about those things because they're not from heaven above. He said that if you claim the truth and you're claiming to be wise, but your living doesn't exemplify those, then maybe we have some of those things in our heart. You see that these attributes are in contrast to meekness. It is said that the quality of being impressed by one's sounds of self-importance. What does that mean? Envy and self-ambition means that oftentimes I consider myself more important than others. We must look at the interests of others. James is telling us that wisdom that is not from above, but is earthly and unspiritual, is from someone else. If we're ignoring the riches of heaven and we're merely thinking about temporal things, James calls that unspiritual, not thinking or acting. We're thinking in the natural or the carnal man. In verse 16, James describes the results of worldly wisdom. It's envy and self-ambition, and we reject God, and we increase in difficulty and challenges. Rejecting causes us to be more disorderly and wicked. Rejecting wisdom, that causes difficulty in a family. Relationships can be damaged. Our society simply becomes a mess as people seek their own selfish ambition and wisdom that is not from above. The second quality reveals that a wise person's actions, James says, godly wisdom is full of mercy and good fruit. We know the fruits of righteousness, and we know that Paul spoke of those fruits, and James tells us that when we have godly wisdom, it is pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, unwavering, sincere. What challenges are you facing today? Do you have a machine that's just totally broken down? Sometimes our guys get that way. And I remember as we are there, sometimes things just don't go the way that we want them to. We get all upset and we want to blame all kinds of things and we're mad at people. James says, be peaceable, gentle, full of mercy, good fruits, unwavering, sincere. But righteousness that comes from God above is full of peace. James is telling us to listen to the wisdom of God that leads to a righteous life. How are you doing today? How are you doing with the question of wisdom among you? Are you meek? Are you showing the fruits of righteousness? Are you thinking more of the carnality of wisdom? Are you thinking more about who I am and what kinds of things I can offer? Which is all great, but wisdom from God is full of humility, peacemaking, loving, kind, and considerate. We're going to spend a little more time about that at 11 o'clock. We're going to spend a little bit more time looking at the Psalms and our walk with the Lord today. Psalm writer is going to show us some of those things, but James is calling our attention to prove it by our actions today. Let wisdom be evaluated not by what I say, but what I do. I pray that these words sink into your heart. I pray that they'll challenge you a little bit today, that you think about things before we get too much out of control. So let's close this time today. We'll close it with a song, and I'll leave you with a prayer.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. Does it take a trophy to make you cry? I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh. Every circumstance, you are a child.
Father, we have just come to recognize that Jireh, you are enough. God, you're more than enough, always enough. Father, I could never be loved more than I am right now. God, I pray that you'll give us wisdom today, that you'll give us peace that passes all understanding, that you will dwell in the hearts and lives of your people. Father, today we give you glory and praise. Bless those who are watching. Have an awesome day. Go in His peace.